classic hits, 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Sydney's on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to chat once again, Sydney. Did you order all this snow? My goodness, what a change from a week ago.
I know, Jamie. We were shoveling for quite a long time last night.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's warm up with great recipes of the week. And Sydney, what do you have for us this week?
Yeah, so you know what? This week I rediscovered my air fryer, and I thought this recipe would be great for our recipe of the week. So this week's recipe is for anyone who loves their air fryer, or maybe for those who have forgotten about their air fryer in their basement and are looking for a way to use it again. It's called Buffalo Cauliflower Bites.
Okay, this sounds intriguing. Take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so air fryers are a really great kitchen tool, as they allow you to create crispy foods with really similar texture to deep-fried foods, but with using less oil and often the ability to use more heart-healthy fats like canola or avocado oil, for example, when you're cooking them. So to make this recipe, it's super easy. First, you're going to chop a head of cauliflower into bite-sized pieces. Then combine your cauliflower pieces with about a quarter cup of breadcrumbs, 3 tablespoons of buffalo hot sauce, 2 tablespoons of margarine, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of onion powder, in a large mixing bowl until your cauliflower is well coated. Place that in your air fryer at 400 degrees Fahrenheit and cook until your cauliflower is tender and beginning to brown, which is about 10 to 12 minutes. And while that's cooking, you can even prepare a homemade blue cheese dip from scratch by combining 1/2 cup of plain Greek yogurt, 1/2 cup of blue cheese crumbles, 1 tablespoon of milk, 1/2 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, as well as some garlic and onion powder in a bowl until it's well combined, and then serve your crispy cauliflower bites with your homemade blue cheese dip, which is sure to impress even the toughest of foodies in your life.
Sounds good. Again, we'll have the recipe of the week available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. But certainly, Sydney, as you talk about, air fryers, of course, are continue to be popular. But the use of cauliflower as an alternative to meat, I'm seeing this more and more these days.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's, you know, cauliflower has become one of those really popular meat substitutes. It definitely does not have the same amount of protein as, you know, meat would, but it does provide, you know, lots of fiber and other micronutrients that we wouldn't necessarily get in meat. And oftentimes it is a very cost-effective alternative. So it's great to experiment with. It's really versatile. So give something like this buffalo cauliflower bite recipe a try.
Yeah,
if you like it.
Exactly. It'd be a great way to give it a try. And of course, details with mystraffordnow.com. Now, we've been talking about the name change with regards to your social media. Looks like the name change has happened, Sydney.
Yes, Jamie, it has. So for anybody who follows me on Facebook, you will notice that my name has changed now to Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario. So no longer Sydney Be Your Dietitian at Zehrs, but still all the same great content and probably even more great content now, as myself and 8 other dietitians from Ontario will be posting lots of great recipes, nutrition tips, and food products on there. So keep your eyes peeled. There's lots of great stuff to come throughout March.
And the great thing is, if you've already been signed up with Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs, you don't have to re-sign up. You're already locked in. But of course, you can search Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario and look for Sydney's profile picture and then get signed up for lots of great information. Sydney, we've got another winter weekend. Any plans?
You know what, Jamie? I think last weekend we were inside at the aquarium, which was super fun, but I think maybe this weekend it might be nice to get outside, even though it might be chilly, and enjoy some of the sunshine. So I'm thinking maybe a nice winter walk might be in store.
Oh, very good. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Again, Sydney, always a pleasure chatting, and enjoy your weekend. We'll chat again.
Thanks, Jamie. You as well, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.